And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
We're very happy to have with us Kevin O'Brien, who is the current president of the Half Moon Bay Rotary. Welcome, Kevin.
Great to be here with you.
The Rotary is having their annual giant fundraiser. I know historically it has a name. It's called the Magic of the Coastside, I believe. And over the years, there were different events which culminated in the annual fundraising event. But for the last several years, it's been more the Lobster Fest. And I take it the reason that that seems to be what the annual fundraiser is because it was rather successful.
Jim, it has been very successful, and we actually sort of adopted the Lobster Fest idea from the juvenile diabetes folks that ran it for several years, and when they decided they weren't going to do it anymore, we thought, well, that's a perfect opportunity for the Rotary Club to step in and do the Lobster Fest. A number of years ago, we started with Magic of the Coastside, and Magic, we had a magician and dinner and so forth, and we chose one person as the community volunteer of the year. And we did that very successfully for a number of years. But last year we thought, let's have a lobster dinner. Let's have a Lobster Fest. The people who came just loved it. We had a great time. So we thought, well, we'll do that again this year.
Well, let's talk about the Lobster Fest. Let's talk about the dinner menu, what it entails. So share that with us a little bit.
Absolutely. You'd be surprised to find out that Lobster Fest includes lobster.
No.
Actually, the Lobster Fest dinner is provided by New England Lobster Company, and it's a great, great time. Each table is just covered with paper. There's a lobster, a whole lobster placed in front of each diner, and then a pot full of potatoes and sausages and shrimp and vegetables is poured onto the table. So everyone just pitches in with their hands and has a great time and wonderful food.
Well, it sounds kind of mouth-watering already. Now, in addition to the food, there's going to be other elements to entertain people.
That's absolutely right. We have a great band, the same band that we had last year, and after dinner they'll be playing and there will be dancing. Then we have some other fundraising activities as well.
So in addition to the money that is raised with this particular fundraiser, tell us exactly where those funds will be utilized.
Well, that's a very important question. We, as the Rotary Club, we have a fundraiser every year, and we raise funds to provide grants to other Coastside nonprofits. And the way that works is we ask them to make an application for a grant, and then we decide who gets the money. This year we have two recipients, the Big Wave Project and then the Maiden Voyage Media. The Big Wave Project is having a Big Wave Harvest Festival on September 3rd to recognize all the people who have worked so hard to make Big Wave a reality. They need funding to put that festival on, and they also give us an opportunity as Rotarians to pitch in and help with the festival, and that had a lot of appeal for us, so that's the reason why we chose Big Wave as one of our grant recipients. The other recipient is Maiden Voyage Media, and Maiden Voyage asked for funds to support Mirror, which is a new application backed by robust clinical research that supports journaling as an effective tool for mental health and personal growth. Our club emphasis this year is on youth mental health. So we're looking for ways to focus our efforts and our resources on those types of issues.
Well, it's interesting you should say that because I was looking at your website and part of the mission statement for Rotarians in general, and I quote, it says, Rotary members believe that we have a shared responsibility to take action on our world's most persistent issues, peace and conflict prevention, resolution, disease prevention and treatment, water and sanitation, child health care, basic education and literacy, economic and community development. So it seems like this is right in line with what you folks are out there doing. With the time that we have remaining, let's talk a little bit about the Rotary Club itself in Half Moon Bay. How long has Rotary existed on the coastside?
Rotary has been here since the 60s or 70s, and we actually have members in our club today that were founding members of the club, so they have been in the Rotary Club for an awfully long time. We currently have 35 members. We'd like to have 45, so we encourage anyone who would have an interest in doing good in the world, either in the community or internationally, to join us. We meet at the library on Thursdays at noon, and we typically have a very interesting speaker, and we have a social time for us to just get together and be with our best friends. Strongly encourage other members to come join us and check us out.
Well, that's great. Now, you've been a Rotarian for how long?
Over 20 years.
20 years. And what was the motivation originally for you? Why? Because there are a lot of service organizations doing good things in our community, for sure. What made you decide that you kind of would like to put on the Rotarian hat?
Well, I was a volunteer at the Rotacare Free Clinic. The Rotacare Free Clinic operated on Wednesday evenings to provide health care for underserved or unserved members of our community. And I worked there for 10 years as a clinic director. And one of the people who came there said, "Hey, how'd you like to come to a Rotary meeting sometime?" I said, "Sure." So I went to the meeting, and I just realized that the Rotarians are my people. So it was natural for me to join the club, and this is actually my second tour as president of the club, so I have really enjoyed my Rotary experience.
Now, of all the things that the Rotarians have done on the coastside, in addition to funding grants and giving money to other organizations that are doing good things, can you think back in your mind to any particular events that were particularly noteworthy in your mind that just gave you a really good feeling when you guys did something for the community?
Oh, Jim, that's a tough one because there are just so many. One of the things we do for literacy is every year we present dictionary, full-color picture dictionary, to every third grader in the school district. And in fact, this year when we were in the parade, one of the kids waved at us and said, "Hey, thanks for the dictionary." So it obviously has some impact. I have personally been involved in international projects in South America and Mexico, where we have gone to help communities there, work with the local Rotary clubs, and provide clean water, small business loans, clinic support for a medical clinic in La Paz, Mexico. I personally find those international projects especially fulfilling.
How did, in the remaining time we have, which is only a short time, but how did the Rotary come to be? Where did it begin? And was there an individual that actually brought Rotary into existence?
That's a great question, Jim. Over 100 years ago, a group of businessmen got together in Chicago for lunch and decided it would be a good idea to have a group to get together and exchange business ideas and so forth, but also organize to do good in the world. And the initial organizer, or credit for that anyway, goes to a guy named Paul Harris. And today we recognize Rotarians with a Paul Harris Award for contributions to the Rotary Foundation.
And there are Rotary clubs worldwide.
There are over 1.2 million Rotarians in the world in some 140 countries. We just got back from the International Convention in Calgary, and there were 15,000 Rotarians at that convention. Just gives you an idea of the strength and the impact that Rotary can have on a worldwide basis.
And the Half Moon Bay Rotary certainly has a wonderful impact on the coastside, and it will continue as you get funds to do that. And that's one reason that we all encourage our listeners to consider being at the Lob Fest, which is coming up on, what, the 23rd?
August 23rd.
August 23rd.
At the IDS, you can go online to rotaryofhalfmoonbay.com and buy tickets to the Lobster Fest, and we'd love to have you come.
Okay, very good. And thank you for coming in and sharing that with us today. Keep on doing those good things for the community.
Well, thank you, Jim. We'll certainly do our best.
Our guest this week is Kevin O'Brien, president of the Half Moon Bay Rotary Club, with information on their annual Lobster Fest fundraiser. It's just around the corner. August 23rd at the IDES Hall. Tickets and information at rotaryofhalfmoonbay.com. For the feature story of the week, this is Jim Henderson.